Blog Talk Radio.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became a summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Make your commute.
And welcome, guys, to the show. This is going to be the baseball podcast, Angry Fanatics podcast. It was a wild card game still on lock. We got the Rockies and the Colorado Rockies and the Arizona Diamondbacks. So far, playing so far with 5-6 in the seventh inning. It seems like D-backs is on the plate right now. I'm joined by my guest and a new podcast member of the Angry Fanatics team. This is Para. Say what up to the fans everywhere, man. You enjoy
it. Hey, guys, what's up? Got a little baseball action going on.
Yeah. It's intriguing because as we're watching it right now, as we're basically going through it, it seems like the Arizona Diamondbacks was going to take a commanding lead and pretty much it was going to be a blow from there. And the Rockies battled back. And now they're only down by 1 point or one run and pretty much into a tie game and going to the seventh inning. So we got to see. We'll give you updates on the game so far. As we have some new people or some other people coming in to the podcast as we go along from right here. So first things first, let's get off the topic of the Rockies and the Arizona Diamondback game. And let's go straight into and dive headfirst into the Yankees and Minnesota Twins game yesterday for the wild card. Tell me what's your thoughts just from watching the game alone, Barrow. Knowing you for a Yankees fan, I know it gave you a lot of chills seeing that home run by Aaron Judge, especially during the middle of the game. That pretty much sealed it.
It was a sold-out game.
I mean, especially like Didi basically hitting that home run to basically get him back, basically tied the game up 3-3. I know the first inning was kind of sloppy. I mean, didn't you say that you went to the game or you pretty much was having a party for the game?
Yeah. And when Severino gave us home runs, was taking out. The big environment change.
Was it? I mean, you said a lot of Yankees fans pretty much booed him. Oh, what's going on with the phone line? So pretty much, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. All
right. Yeah, for some reason I couldn't hear you through the podcast. Can you repeat again? Sorry.
Sloppy got the first by Luis Severino when Chad Green came in, got those two outs that they needed with the runners on second, third. Didi's home run was a turn when Gardy hit that home run, and then Judge hit a home run, being a 3-point lead. It's just like these wild card games, you don't know what to expect. You can expect an actual good start to do terrible because all the pressure's on them, because it's not an actual 5-game series or 7-game series. It's all or nothing. And Severino, an experienced playoff pitcher, got the nerves best of him, and he struggled. But now that the Yankees are on to the next round, please see the Yankees in 5 games.
Right. Did you see – now, the one thing that I know that was pretty – to me, hilarious, and especially to the people that we was watching – like, people that we was watching with, especially from the group me from Rotterdam –
yes.
You noticed that Gary Sanchez, that pitch that hit Gary Sanchez under the belt.
Yeah.
What was the fan reaction towards that? Because I know a lot of people was basically grasping for dear life when they seen that happen.
Everybody was in panic mode because nobody wanted Austin Romine to be behind the plate. And then you knew the Yankees were going to win after Aaron Judge's home run. But, like, if you lose a guy like Gary Sanchez to a groin injury, especially in the first round of the playoffs, you don't build trust in Austin Romine. And Austin Romine's the only catcher
right.
I have. But a quick update before we talk more about the Yankees. The Arizona Diamondbacks just scored 2 more runs in the bottom of the 7th inning. 2 outs.
Wow.
So the score right now is 8-5. And they have a runner on third.
And they just completely came back from, especially from that onslaught that they had from the first inning. The Diamondbacks just scored straight 3 points, and then I think it was 4 points, if I believe so. Because
yeah.
I kind of tuned in around the second inning or so, but regardless or not,
yeah,
Diamondbacks just lost the lead completely.
Paul Goldschmidt hit a 3-run home run in the first inning, and then
right.
they scored another run in the second inning, and then 2 more in the third inning to give them a total of 6 runs. But then Colorado came out of the blue and just hit Zach Greinke and took him out of the game in the fourth inning, scoring 4 runs. And then Colorado came back and they were down 1 after scoring a run in the top of the 7th. And then Arizona just came back and scored 2 more runs in the bottom of the 7th.
I mean, with that, just the momentum just changed automatically. It seemed like he was going, the pitcher for right now, it seemed like he was mostly going for breaking balls. Arizona just pretty much now on base. I believe he's on third. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I didn't really check in.
Third, right?
I was more right. And it looks like they're in scoring position. It looks like there's only 1 out. I'm not sure. I didn't see the scoreboard when I just looked up. Let's see.
There's 2 outs right now.
2 outs.
Yeah. But the thing with these wild card games is, you know, a great pitcher can have an outstanding regular season. But if you're on that wild card team and you're starting, all the nerves on you. So, like, that's why pitchers
yeah.
like Zach Greinke, Luis Severino, Ervin Santana, they put up great numbers this season. When the pressure's on them, when a one game, all or nothing, it's like game 7. Either go out, do your best, or you basically
are you gonna
drop a bomb.
Fail on the pressure.
Anything.
Yeah. Because it seemed like, I mean, just based off the stats from Ervin Santana, it's for pretty much a career against the Yankees, he was just played bad. He didn't get a win in the current Yankee Stadium. I believe he was 0-5. It was just crazy. And then I remember his comments, especially from what they said in the game. They believed
yeah,
that he was going to, you know, he pretty much said he was going to get his first win. And it just never came to fruition whatsoever. Are you there? You dropped. Okay, so as we get Para back on the line, pretty much to give you guys from what I thought, my reaction as far as the Yankees and pretty much the Minnesota Twins game go, it was just an electrifying crowd comparing from yesterday's game. Pretty much the fans was all hype, especially for the Yankees. Aaron Judge, everybody had a standing ovation for Aaron Judge, and then pretty much the game started. You figured that Severino, you know, had the nerves for everything, but it didn't come to fruition. He pretty much tanked his first inning, and pretty much from there he was out. Sending in Chad Green. Green cleaned up the mess after it being a 3-0 lead from the Minnesota Twins, and it just wasn't working from there. So they went to Chad Green. Chad Green cleaned up the mess, and pretty much from there, it worked out perfectly from there. No runs was scored after that, pretty much. Then the first inning goes from the bottom of the first inning for the Yankees, and then Didi hit a big 3-1 home run to basically tie the game up. And from there, it was just pretty much battling to see who will get the run scored in. It was a home run by Brent Gardner that pretty much got them back up 4-3. And then it was pretty much solo shot to the, like, right side of the field. And then Aaron Judge, being the classic Aaron Judge that we all know, the rookie, pretty much that led the AL in home runs, demolished a ball to the center of the field, a 3-1 shot to give them a 7-3 lead. And from there, Roberson, Green, and the ace to end it all, the closer, pretty much ended the game on strikeout. Chapman did a great job basically closing out the game. Let's see if we can get Para back on the line real quick as we continue on to this podcast. Try on this. There we go. All right, Para, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. Pretty much, I was going over about the Yankees, the whole summary of that game. How do you feel about the Minnesota Twins, basically the fans of the Minnesota Twins? What do you think they, as a team, what do you think they could have done better against?
Are we talking about the fans or the actual players?
Well, just like pretty much the players. How would you feel as a Minnesota Twins fan, one, and two, how you feel the Minnesota Twins could have handled the situation better against the Yankees, especially with all those big hitters that was on the lineup, especially going down the line. I think they started off with Gardner and then basically brought up Judge as the second in the lineup or second in the batting lineup.
I mean, you always have to go with the young kids. You have to always look at lineups that you already put out throughout the season that worked, and Judge in the two-hole was always great. And then having Sanchez right after, it's like it's always going to click. From the Minnesota Twins'
right.
eyes, Irvin Santana hates pitching at Yankee Stadium because it's such a small field and such a hitter's park. Judge's home run is basically a line drive to the first row. But the last time I saw Irvin Santana and the Twins play against the Yankees, Greg Bird hit two home runs against Irvin Santana. So, I mean, from the Yankees' perspective, they basically swept them the last series. And the Yankees had to win this game. You don't win 91 games and having a rebuild season and then just fall to a team that wasn't even supposed to be that second wild card team.
And, I mean, just the history behind the Twins, they pretty much clinched that wild card spot being the team from last season to basically hit 100 losses. It's kind of incredible. I mean, nobody really thought, I mean, like a lot of people from my group chat and just in general just didn't think any of these two teams should have made it to the wild card, but they did. And I feel like the Yankees, do you give a Yankees a chance against the Indians, especially?
Like I mentioned before, honestly, as much of a good team Cleveland is and they're the favorites to win the World Series this year, I honestly believe in this young team, and I believe in the pitching staff and the bullpen, and I honestly see the Yankees winning this series in five. I have the Yankees going all the way.
Wow.
The series. I'm not being a biased Yankee fan. I honestly think this is a young team. They have the energy. They have the enthusiasm in the locker room. And I see the 1996 Yankees all over again. No expectations going into the season. A lot of question marks with a lot of positions. But I honestly think the Yankees have the chance, if they beat the Cleveland Indians, they're going to be the most dominant team going into the ALCS and then going into the World Series.
All right, so we got 513. 513, state your name.
This is Chadley George, guys. I'm sorry I'm a little late, but how are we doing today?
We're doing good, man. We were just talking about some baseball, just pretty much talking about the wild card game from yesterday and the current update right now for the Rockies game. Somebody just hit a home run, making the Rockies lead six, I mean, not lead, but pretty much trail now 6-8 as we go into the eighth inning.
Yeah, I'll be watching for a little.
Yep. So pretty much we were just going on from the Yankees and the next series, or pretty much the next game, or the next round of the division series, yep, against the Indians. How do you feel? Oh, another home run. Well, I'm sorry about stopping that, guys. The Rockies is pretty much getting on fire, catching fire in the eighth inning right now. Two back-to-back home runs already, and now the game is – they're only down by one again.
Yeah, it's a good game. They're rolling right now. But, no, go on to the fact of what – I mean, the Yankees and the Indians, I think it's going to be a way better series than what people think it's going to be. Of course, the Indians are actually, like, favored to win the World Series because, I mean, like I said, they've been playing great baseball. But the Yankees do have the talent to win. I think they have the best batting team in the playoffs right now at the moment. My only thing with them is their starting pitchers. Their bullpen is great, but their starting pitchers, I don't have no faith in them. I mean, like I said, Servano just had a bad game. It was butterflies. I mean, it was his first playoff game. He had a bad game. I don't expect that from him again. But I don't really trust anybody else on their starting lineup for pitcher wise. But I think their bats can save them at that point. I think if they get past the Indians, I think they definitely will make the World Series on that side. I'm gonna say that Yanks win in five though. I will agree on that point because I did hear. I said Yanks in five though.
Going off of what you're saying about the Yankees starting rotation, yeah, there's a lot of question marks, especially Severino. Also, Sonny Gray. But the thing I like about the next pitching rotation is that in game one, Sonny Gray's pitching. He has playoff experience. But another guy who's had an outstanding season, and in his last year of his contract, CC Sabathia, I mean, look at these numbers. He had a 3.69 ERA, 14-5, and 120 strikeouts, and a 1.27 whip. This is a guy who was had in the last 2 years. I mean, the last couple of years has struggled as a Yankee pitcher, but this season he really came out and he proved everybody wrong. I honestly think he's going to be the key factor in Game 2 against Corey Kluber. I think the Yankees can score 4 runs against Corey Kluber.
No, honestly, like the pitching so far, like in these two wild card games, haven't been good at all. I mean, as far as like the starters, I should say, because how did Greinke do? I don't think he did all too good.
He started the first couple of innings well, and then it wasn't until that fourth inning where he gave up those 4 runs, and then they took him out. It's like
it's going to be interesting on that point. But like I said, I definitely agree with you. I think the Yanks actually have the series. I definitely agree with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, the wild card game, like I was mentioning with the Tavon before, is basically an all or nothing. It's game 7, like, of any championship. Like, you win, you move on. If you lose, it's like a disappointment of the season. Like I was saying with the Twins, they weren't even supposed to be there. The Yankees weren't even supposed to be there. The Yankees had no expectations going into this season. But the Yankees proved everybody wrong, and they showed that the young core has absolute power. And my favorite thing about being at the game yesterday is when Aaron Judge is at bats, everybody would just, the entire crowd would be MVP. And I honestly think Aaron Judge is the MVP for the American League of this year. I'm saying Jose Altuve, but if you look at all the stats, Judge's outnumbers Altuve. Altuve only has a lead in OPS and average and hits. Judge, everything else, he was a beast.
Nah, yeah, I'd say I understand that. But let's move on to another game. In the NL, we got the Cubs versus the Nationals. Who are you taking and why?
The Cubs, you got to go with them. That team struggled in the first half of the season. Their pitching staff wasn't there. Their bats weren't there. But in the second half of the season, they really picked it up. And going into this first round, I don't see the Nationals doing anything because the Nationals have always been that team to be dominant during the regular season, but they will always lay an egg in the playoffs. But I honestly see the Cubs winning in 4 games.
You said 4?
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you on that part too. I'm not gonna go away from the grain with the Cubs. I actually think the Cubs are they might, like I said, I'm a Dodgers fan, so I want to say my bias, but they honestly, right now, they're the scariest team in the NL right now because you never know what you're gonna get from them. So I'm definitely gonna take the Cubs. It's going to be I don't think it's going to be that good of a series because, like you said, I mean, that whole team is iffy. Like, Bryce Harper's iffy. Schwarzer's not iffy. Strasburg's iffy. I mean, like, you don't know what you're going to get from all of them. It's an iffy team. I think they're good, but, like, in the postseason, though, they disappear. And that's the only thing about that.
When it comes to playoffs, it has nothing to do with the bats. It's always about the pitching. It's always about what the pitchers are going to bring to you. If you have bad pitching, you're not going to win any games. And if they're not going to have any run support, there's no point in going out there. The pressure is basically on the pitchers. If your pitcher does crap, you're not going to get any run efficiency, and your teammates are going to, instead of supporting you, they're going to be down, and they're going to be like, can't do anything. If we're not getting help from the pitching and defensive side, how are we going to hit the ball?
All right. Well, let's head to the other game. I think let's go Astros dumb. The Astros versus the Red Sox. I'll start this one off because I'm going to take the Red Sox on this one. I just feel like their team is just ultimately better in just in general. I mean, you got Chris Sale as their ace. It's hard to go away from Chris Sale. He had an amazing year this year. The first game, you're going to have Sale versus Verlander, which is going to be a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just think what's going to be the deciding factor in this, whose bats are going to be. Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter about pitching. It's going to be more whose bats are – not after the first game, I should say. After, like, the first game, I think pitchers will play a big part in the first game. But after that, I think whose bats are going to be working more. And if that's the case, then they got Jose Altuve over there, and they got Springer. But I feel like the Red Sox got a little more depth. I mean, with Bogarts, Betts, the rookie, Hanley Ramirez when he wants to play, when he actually is decent. I just feel like they have a little more depth. So I'm going with the Red Sox in four.
I'm going to disagree with you on that. This entire season, the Red Sox haven't been a great team whatsoever. They basically got lucky they even won the division because the Yankees had a full force going into the first half, into the second half, and it wasn't until, like, for 2 weeks in July that's where they lost the division. And the Red Sox only won by two or three games in the division. They were never a great team. Yeah, Chris Sale had a great season, but in the last couple of outings he had, especially against the Yankees and other teams, he struggled. And you don't know how he is going to be in the playoffs. I mean, how many times is he going to be sucked? All the pressure is going to be on him. Verlander, a guy who's been with the Detroit Tigers in the postseason, he has that. He knows what it's like to be pitching in any type of playoff situation. So I honestly think that the Astros have a chance of sweeping the Red Sox in this series because the Astros have been dominant all year. And it's a great young core. You have Altuve, you have Correa, you have veterans like Brian McCann. It's like nobody can stop them.
I like it. You call it a sweep. I like it. You get a little difference right here. I'm gonna go, like I said, you got the Astros. I'm gonna go with the Red Sox though. I'm gonna put my face in them. Hopefully they don't prove me wrong though. They prove me wrong enough. It's gonna be a problem.
All right. Now we got the Yankees.
Yeah.
I mean, I said the Yankees in five before. The Yankees, you don't know what you're going to get. You can get good Yankees one game, but the only thing they can't do is struggle with the runners in scoring position. So if you don't score runs, you don't win games. What are your takes about this series?
You said you talking about the Yankees, Indians, or what series are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Yankees and Indians series.
Yeah, as I said before, it's just I agree with you. Yankees at five. I mean, Cleveland is obviously hot right now, but it's more of what I see it as is more of whose bats are going to be working more. I feel like after you get off the starting pitchers, is Sonny Gray starting for y'all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Sonny Gray be starting for y'all the first game. I think if Serrano gets another chance to pitch, which I don't think he will, but CC Sabathia pitches next, which I think y'all got the advantage on that too. It's just honestly going to be It's going to be who bats working more. And as far as that goes, I definitely have more faith in y'all bats than theirs. I mean, you got Didi, you got Judge, you got what's the guy's name I'm missing right now? His name, I'm drawing a blank right now, which I didn't come back up to you later. But I feel like y'all have better bats than theirs. I mean, it'll be a good series. That's why I said in five. But I think I'm going to take the Yankees over y'all. Like you said, they just have to get the when runners are in scoring position, they have to score. And I mean, you can't take chances. You have to be able to score while runners are in scoring position if you want to win the series. They're young. I mean, they're hungry. They've been showing people they want to win. It's going to be a fun series, though. I mean, I think this honestly might be the best series out of, like, the first round, out of the divisional series.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
all right. The Dodgers and whoever they're playing.
Honestly, I mean, I think it's going to be the Diamondbacks. I think they're going to, even though it's 8-7 right now, you don't know what you're going to get in the next inning and a half. But
yeah.
Honestly, I think the Diamondbacks are going to go into the next round, absolutely dominate. I think it's good. I'm all about underdogs. That's why I've been with the Yankees and saying they're going to go to the World Series. I think the Diamondbacks are going to be that team to be like the Mets or the Giants and surpass everybody. And they're going to be – that's why for the World Series, my predictions are Yankees versus the Diamondbacks. I mean, when you look at the Diamondbacks, a team that hasn't made it to the postseason since, 2012, guys like Paul Goldschmidt, and they made an outstanding trade for J.D. Martinez, who's really helped them in the second half of the season. And when you have a great young guys, a bunch of guys, that's what happens. You don't know what you're going to get from them. But the Diamondbacks won 93 games this year. They had that wild card spot since early July. So I'm really happy
to see.
Even with the Colorado Rockies, they have, I believe, either the second best hitting average in the league or in the National League.
I think it was in the National League. It might have been the whole league, honestly.
But they have one of the best players in the league, and I think the best third baseman in the league, Nolan Arenado, and he's a great team leader. Whether his team loses or wins, he's always there for them. He's always supporting them. He always wants the best out of them. You got great guys like Cargo, but Cargo's been injury prone, but when he's healthy, you know what he can do. Charlie Blackman, an MVP candidate this year. Trevor Story. They signed Ian Desmond to a 4-year deal, but he's been injured. And the guy to replace him, Mark Reynolds, a guy who hasn't hit 30 home runs since 2012. When you have clutch guys like that, and you have Jonathan Lucroy, a great defensive and hitter, offensive catcher, when you have guys like that, of course you're going to be successful during the season. But even though they almost lost the wild card spot early 2 weeks ago, they almost lost to Milwaukee Brewers. But I honestly don't care who – I honestly want the Diamondbacks to win. But whoever wins this wild card game between the Rockies and Diamondbacks, good for them. They proved everybody wrong. That's the team you want to see. You want to see successful young teams to go out there.
Yeah, for sure. For this series, like I said, I'm not gonna be biased. I say 'cause I'm a Dodgers fan, but this is like honestly how I feel. I don't think this series, I think if they play Arizona, Arizona has a better chance of beating them. I don't think Colorado has a good chance of beating them. I mean, I think Colorado's good. Don't get me wrong. I think both teams are good. Whenever you have three teams out of the same division in the playoffs. It's got to be good. But as far as it goes, my main thing, what this comes down to, is pitching to me. I think this is going to be a pitching series, whoever it goes to. And the Dodgers starting three pitchers, who they're going to be having playing, which is Kershaw, Wood, and Darvish, I mean, Yu Darvish, I don't think it's going to matter too much. I mean, you can definitely hit on them. I'm not saying they're just – godly-like figures that just can't get hit on. But to the point of where who's going to out-pitch who, I'm going to take the Dodgers. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. I think it's going to be who's going to out-pitch who. So that's the only reason why I'll be taking the Dodgers on either one of these series. The Dodgers definitely did struggle against Arizona in, like, the later parts of the season. I mean, I'm pretty sure they lost 2-0. They might have lost 3 in a row to them. Pretty sure they did. They struggled with them. They struggled with them at the end. So it's always, like, fun to see because you don't know how they're going to do. I mean, are they still going to be in this drought, which I don't think they are. Are they not? I mean, it's going to be just – you got to figure out is Clayton Kershaw actually going to play like the Clayton Kershaw in the regular season, or is he going to choke? I mean, you never know.
With his postseason stats, he's 4-7 throughout his entire – in 6 years he's been with – actually in the team, and he's pitching the playoffs. He's 4-7 with a 4.55 ERA. But if you look at his stats –
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Cy Young candidate, 18-4 with a 2.31 ERA. If you're one of the best pitchers in the league and actually a top three in all of Major League Baseball all time, if you're that type of player to only do good in the regular season and flunk in the postseason, you're not reliable in the postseason because if you're a dominant team throughout the entire season, because the Dodgers were, they won over 100 games and I believe they had the best record in baseball. If you're going into the playoffs and you're not pitching that great, I don't know what to tell you. You're worth the money for the regular season, but you're not giving me anything in the postseason.
Right. No, I definitely agree with you on that point. And like I said, to go back to the point, too, last year, everybody wanted to blame him for that loss last year. But what I have to point out, too, he pitched the game 2 days before that, and that's because their pitching literally did suck except for him and Kenley Jensen last year. And Wood was decent. But you can't pitch 2 games in a row. I mean, he has more help this year. And also, I mean, I didn't talk about their bats either. I mean, of course, you have Cody Bellinger, which is going to win the Rookie of the Year, in my opinion, in the NL. You got Corey Seager, MVP candidate. You got Justin Turner. You got Curtis Granderson. I mean, you got Puig's been playing decent. I mean, he hasn't. He's definitely improved in what he used to be because he was terrible last year. So, I mean. It's just, I don't know. Like I said, it all depends on how they play. I don't think it's going to play in the factor of, of who's the better team. It's going to depend on it's going to depend on how the Dodgers play. If the Dodgers actually come out and play the way they're supposed to, I don't think it's going to be hard to stop them in general for anybody in the NL. But if they don't, I mean, I'm gonna have to take the Cubs and just in general for just that division because I feel like we know what the Cubs can do in that division. Like I said, I'm picking the Dodgers on that point. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Like I mentioned before, with playoffs, it's all about pitching. The hitting can do well, but if you don't have good pitching, you're not gonna be successful in the postseason. So that's my biggest concern for the Dodgers: is that pitching rotation gonna do what it's been doing all year? Or is it just going to be another fluke?
All right, let's I think we covered all the matchups, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I missed one. Yeah, we got all of them. Let's move on. Let me get your opinion. I know you said you think Judge should win in the AL. Give me your MVPs, and then give me your Cy Youngs and your Rookie of the Years. And then am I missing?
It might be American League. My MVP is Aaron Judge. It's going to be neck-to-neck between him and Jose Altuve, but I think Judge is going to get it. Rookie of the Year, Judge automatically. There's no question about it. He broke so many records as a rookie, 52 home runs, over 100 RBIs, over 1,000 OPS. I don't care what anybody says about him. I'm not being a Yankees fan biased, but for a guy to have a two-week slump and not be able to hit the ball and strike out over 200 times, if you still have an OPS over 1,000, that's showing that you're into the game. You want to always improve. And for the Cy Young, without a doubt, it goes to Corey Kluber. I mean, Chris Sale had an outstanding season, but he struggled in the second half. And then Scherzer's my Cy Young. Kluber's my Cy Young, but Scherzer's my Cy Young for the National League. Had an outstanding season. My MVP is definitely Paul Goldschmidt. A very underrated first baseman in the National League. He put up outstanding numbers. And then for my Rookie of the Year, it's Cody Bellinger, without a doubt.
Okay, so I'll start from my Rookies of the Year. For my AL Rookie of the Year, it's pretty easy. I mean, it's obviously Aaron Judge. If he doesn't get it, then, we just don't know what's going on in the MLB. He needs to get it, obviously, and I'm pretty sure he will get it. And that's even with the NL, because Cody Bellinger definitely deserves it. Like, it's easy. it's real easy, like, to give this rookie of the year out this year for both of them. I mean, when you hit, what, 52 home runs with Judge and 39 with Bellinger, like, it's it's easy. It's easy. It's easy to get that out. I'll go to my NL Cy Young. I'll go to the NL Cy Young. This one's tough. I'm going to give it to Max Scherzer. Only reason why is because he didn't miss time. If Kershaw didn't miss time, I would have gave it to Kershaw. But Scherzer didn't miss time. So I feel like I have to give it to him. I agree with you with the AL Cy Young. You have to give it to Kluber. Like you said, Chris Sale played amazing, but Corey played outstanding. Especially during that stretch, he played outstanding. You can't not give it to him. For the NL, you said Paul Goldschmidt. I want to, but I feel the need, even though he didn't make the playoffs, which is, like I said, it's not his fault. I'm giving it to Giancarlo. And the reason why, it's not because of his home runs. And, of course, I mean, that's the biggest factor into it, so let me not say it's not because of his home runs. The biggest factor into it is, for a moment there, for a good stretch, he had his team in third place for the wild card, third or fourth place in the wild card, and his team isn't too great. So for him to even have their team in wild card position, I think that was good enough for him. He had an amazing season this year, especially after a season where people were saying he wasn't worth his money, and he pretty much came out there and shut everybody up. So I feel like I said, Paul Goldschmidt probably will get it, but I think Giancarlo should. And then for the AL, I'm going with Judge too. You don't see rookies put up these stats. I'm sorry, no. you don't see rookies put up the stats. It's you usually don't. You never do, actually. 52 home runs in a season, you don't see that. You just don't. I mean, like I said, Altuve played amazing. I'm not taking anything away from him. He played amazing. I would have loved to see Trout get it, but he got injured. If Trout was still playing, I mean, like I said, I still think it's hard to argue with him. I still think Trout is still the best baseball player in the league, but he got injured. But Judge definitely deserves it this year. He definitely deserves it this year. I mean, it's hard to go against him.
You mentioned Giancarlo Stanton. Derek Jeter teamed up with Sherman, and they bought
the Marlins. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they came out and bought the Marlins, and they were talking about how they want to rebuild. And Jeter didn't trade Giancarlo Stanton. And Stanton even came out 2 weeks prior and said, I'm not part of the rebuild. I've been part of this organization for 7 years. I just want to win. They could go to rebuild, trade me. With that contract he had, I believe he signed a 13-year, $325 million contract.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there.
Which team is going to take on that contract, and why?
I'm trying to think of a team to actually, like, it's talking about trade, because you got to have the prospects. He had a prospect to trade for him and everything. I mean, I want to say, I'm trying to find a team actually who has prospects to give them. And only teams that actually have prospects that actually worth anything to give them are like the Yankees, the Red Sox, teams like them. Honestly,
yeah.
Come back to me. You go with yours first. Come back to me real quick.
We've been talking about this in the West for Rototen.com, and one of the writers gave out a great point. The Red Sox are the type of team that they want all-stars, they want hitters, and they love giving their prospects. They gave out the majority of the great prospects to the White Sox for Chris Sale. I think he lands in Boston. I honestly think they'll trade Xander Bogaerts and two other prospects for Giancarlo Stanton. Money-wise, I don't think they're worried about anything, but they're always intrigued of giving away their prospects, and they just want to win. And I honestly think Giancarlo would end up in Boston.
That's why I say, because that's the only two teams like that actually has prospects that like you want from their team, because you know they're probably 9 times out of 10, their farm system is going to pan out, and you know what they're going to do. My thing about that is, and if they do that, and I can definitely see that, It's just making sure, I mean, even it's just making sure he pans out, which I think he will. I mean, he's a hitter. I mean, I don't see his hitting going anywhere. I don't think he's going to have, like, a fall off like Josh Hamilton did. He's a hitter. I don't see it going anywhere. He's a big guy. I mean, he's a strong, big guy. His hitting's not going to go. It's not going to go anywhere. So I agree with you on that. I could definitely see him. I can definitely see him on the whatchamacallit on the on the Red Sox. I said the Yankees, but on the Red Sox.
Another topic I want to touch on is a lot of people have been debating whether the baseballs made for this season were actually smaller. They juiced them up, and that's why a lot of these players have been hitting balls over 500 feet. But then again, since 2001, MLB broke their record, and I believe they had over 1,054 home runs in a single season throughout the entire league. I honestly think the balls were juiced because Judge and Steve Giancarlo, of course, they're over 6'5", and they have the monster power, but for the balls to go that far, I honestly think the company juiced the balls, and MLB didn't want to come out and say that. Honestly, I don't care if they're juiced or not. I mean, when you're seeing a bunch of teams, it's a great feeling.
It's funner. It's a funner atmosphere. I mean, it gives you more to talk about also. When Judge hit that 496 home run, it was everybody was talking about it. It gives you something to talk about. Plain and simple. I mean, yeah, I think it is juice because, I mean, like how you said, of course, Judge and Stan is going to hit these home runs. It's 6'7", it's 6'6", 6'7". I mean, I expect them to hit it, but like, you have when you got other people doing it though, I understand. I mean, because not everybody's built like those two. Those two are freakish monsters. But I agree with you that it is juice, but I feel like it makes it funner, though, to that point. So I don't have a problem with it. Having home runs in a game is – I don't think that never can be a problem to me because people already think baseball is boring as it is. I mean, I love it, but people think baseball is boring as it is. So if people see home runs more, it attracts more people. I mean, it's funner. It's funner to go to.
I mean, MLB's been doing a lot of things to try to get younger viewers – to watch the game. I mean, what did they do? I actually was at the game where they did this day weekend of having nicknames on the back of the jerseys. Was it pointless? Kind of, but I understand from their perspective why they would want to get the younger crowd. But the younger crowd nowadays, they just play the game. They don't really watch it. I mean, we grew up watching baseball, playing baseball, everything. If you're a big baseball guy, that's what you do. You watch and play the game. But now with the younger generation, they're all technology. And they don't really care for the game. They either rather play the sports, baseball video games or just play the actual sport. They don't care for watching it. But other than that, I mean, I appreciate everything baseball did this year. I mean, it was an amazing season, breaking records left and right, especially with my boy Judge. I mean, this was one of the best baseball seasons since 2001.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. And I think Judge and Stan had a big part of that. Because every time you turned on the TV, you saw Judge or Stan, and it made you want to watch baseball because you can actually see one of them hit a home run. And you know they're going to hit a home run. Like, I feel like a lot of the kids, I mean, nowadays, like I said, they don't watch baseball because they think it's boring. But if you see on ESPN, you got home runs going 400 feet, 450 feet, 490 feet and stuff. It's going to make you at least want to watch a little bit of it.
Especially in the home run derby, Judge was down 22 home runs. That came out of nowhere. Just hitting ball left and right, left and right. And then he proved he's a home run hitter.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He was ridiculous. The guy was definitely ridiculous.
I mean, I love baseball. I live, I breathe. I do anything with baseball. Everybody asks me around. They already know I'm an automatic Yankee fan. So what I want to do after I'm done with college, I want to do play-by-play baseball, do a couple of radio shows. Just want to live the dream.
And I understand that. But other than that, I'm trying to think. You need anything, any other topics before we sign off?
Before we sign off, who's your World Series predictions?
World Series predictions are the Yankees versus the Dodgers, and I have the Dodgers winning in six.
Wow. Honestly, don't see the Dodgers getting past the first round along with the Nationals.
I promise you. I don't make too many promises. I promise you this, though. The Dodgers are going to surprise everybody because their pitching is going to look amazing.
If they are, I would be happy to surprise me. A good former Yankees-Dodgers World Series sounds great. But you already know, if the Yankees play the Dodgers, the Yankees are going to put a smackdown on on the Dodgers.
Not this time, you know. Yeah. Kershaw going to have Judge doing 360 spins trying to hit the ball.
I mean, Kershaw's a great pitcher, top three all-time in league history. I mean, if I can watch him go against my team, that would be great.
I tell people all the time, when I compare Insight, my favorite player in football is Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Favorite player in baseball is Kershaw. And I compare both of them to each other. And here's the reason why, just a quick insight. Neither one of them winning. I mean, granted, Peyton has two rings, but
yeah,
neither one of them perform to the point where they should sometimes in the playoffs. Peyton Manning is the greatest regular season quarterback to ever play the game, but when it comes to playoffs, he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Brady, easily, to me. Brady and Montana. I shouldn't say easily, but Brady and Montana. I feel like
Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, in my opinion. That's my favorite NFL player.
Yeah, but I feel like the same thing with Kershaw, though. Kershaw is one of the best regular season quarterbacks, but when it comes to postseason, he's not.
I mean, both him and Peyton Manning had a lot of injuries, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And that's why I said you got to put that in, you got to put that in aspect. But, I want to see that matchup, and I'm taking them in six. But who is your World Series matchup?
As I mentioned before, my predictions, Yankees Diamondbacks.
Yeah, that's right. You did say that.
The underdog World Series.
All right. Yankees Diamondbacks. I like it, though. I like it.
And as I'm watching right now, the Diamondbacks just scored two runs.
Yeah,
in the bottom of the eighth inning. 10-7. Actually, it's 11-7 right now. Scored three runs. Bottom of the eighth inning, two outs. I mean,
it's going to be a tough game.
These two wild card games really showed that all four teams were hungry. They all came out and hit the ball, scored a lot of runs. What is it right now? 18-12, over 30 runs in two games. I mean, there's no better than baseball. I mean, yeah, the innings are long, but you're enjoying a great game and it's showing which teams are hungry and which teams are just not there. But overall, I'm very happy with these last two wild card games, especially being a Yankee fan and witnessing them win that game and the atmosphere, especially watching the Diamondbacks and Rockies, two underdog teams that absolutely had terrible seasons last year, just turned it around this year. Both great young hitting teams, pitching great. This is what you want to see in baseball. You want to see teams get better, improve, and basically make their way into the playoffs.
No, I definitely, like I said, definitely agree with you. But I think we covered all our topics for today. I want to say thank you to everybody for listening today. Everybody have a good day. And I want to send my condolences out to everybody in Las Vegas, all the families who lost somebody over the weekend. Very sad. Stay strong. And thank you.
Thank you, guys. Hope to talk to you guys soon.